Oh,
those?
yes. I do play achecare, timbales, congas, Afro-Cuban drum, bells. Let's say if it was two or three glasses that I could get a sound out of it, I would enjoy that also.
Was it like a continuous movement from one point to another when you started playing drum? Like, I don't know at what age you started, you know, really actively going after it. And, you know, if you started, say, age 17, or what age did you start playing at?
Well, I was told I started when I was 3. It developed as the years went by. I really got serious into it when I became a teenager, let's say about 15 or 16, because then I became, let's say, a woman, and the experience that I was having with it. I wasn't conscious of it when I was younger, but I became conscious of it as I got older. Mm. It's helped my life totally. It's taught me things. Somehow how to deal with life also, spiritually.
Mm. My experience with drum, you know, being in the audience when you've performed, being at closer range, and just being around other people when they play African drums, it's been a very spiritual thing, in that I feel better. That's the bottom line. It makes me feel better. It makes me happy. It puts me in touch with something that's, you know, bigger than me, and
yes,
somehow hooked up with everyone else.
Yes.
And, you know, drums really is about vibes.
Mm. It is. It's a cleaning out also. Today I had a talk with two people who I experienced something that was really good for me. I heard myself, and most times I don't hear myself speak. It was about an instrument, no matter whether it's drums, any kind of instrument. We're here for a purpose, and it took me a while to realize that I'm here to play the drums, to give out the spirituality of the drums, the inside of me on the drums. I am an instrument for the drum. The drum is speaking through me. Somehow, after I finished playing the drums, I learned something. I learned a little bit about life and how happy it could make you feel if you just opened up and just flow with it.
Mm. Earlier in the interview, Fern Corker Bronson was talking about how drum and dance and religion, you know, are all about the same thing in African people's heads. And again, like I've always, the only words I can really come up with are spirit and vibes that come through drums. And, you know, spirit just cuts across like a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I've heard people say that, you know, women shouldn't play drums. You know, it's not about them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me, like when I think about tradition, some traditions don't serve our purpose anymore, you know, if they ever were indeed true.
Yes.
You know, I'm not really sure, you know,
yes,
what certain kinds of truth are.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you've probably experienced hearing from men, and probably women as well,
yes,
you know, that you shouldn't play drum. It's, you know, you don't have a right to the drum.
Yes.
And how do you respond to that?
Well, it took me a while to understand and to realize, just like I say, experience and growing helps you, and reading also helps you, and meeting different people. Now, in different places, they have certain, I would say, rules of tradition or different traditions. In some places, there are women who play the drums. In some places, it's forbidden for women to play drums. I wouldn't say that there are women all over that are playing the drums. But I realize in myself that I'm not the first and I won't be the last. I take music, and I was taught that music is a spiritual. It's a spiritual. It's not a shell on the outside. It's a spiritual thing on the inside. God gave me a gift. He gave me a gift like he's given everyone. If you don't use it, then it can be taken away from you. God gave me this gift, and I feel to heal and to heal myself. And without any ego going, I must do what I'm supposed to do. I fought it for a long time. I put it down for quite a while, for quite a few years. But then I couldn't get away from it. And as the years go by, I just ask God to give me enough strength to do his will and what I'm supposed to do. I don't feel that there's anything that's stronger than that. Once I think this and know that this is a gift and this is the most beautiful gift. Anytime you have a gift that could make people happy, then you have a gift that's positive and it's not negative. And anyone that sees it in a negative form and it's positive, then they have to get themselves together. Mm. They're not open enough. The thing is being open. It's a spiritual. It's not an outside shell. It's a spiritual thing. That's what it's all about, and that's what I realize. And that's what keeps me going and keeps me stronger, to know that I'm making myself happy and making other people happy. And that's what matters.
Mm. I really understand what you say about, you know, when you're given a gift, if you don't use it, you know, you're going to lose it.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of us are given gifts by, you know, God, higher power, goddess, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
But I also know that, you know, this spirit, this larger force works through people.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, what people along the way have helped you to become who you need to be, who've helped you to grow into, you know, who you are, just like, you know, acorns are supposed to be trees and,
yes,
you know, Brussels sprouts are supposed to be those, and you're supposed to be what you're supposed to be.
Yes. Well, I start off with my family, my mother and father, because they are artists in so many ways besides singing. They've helped me in strength and seeing what I have and how important it is. My brother helped me because he was a musician, the finest that I can remember. And he had it in his soul. It just didn't come out on the hands and nowhere else. It's in the soul. He's helped me to be strong. And just looking at him to know what I have to do to give out the message that he gave. I have help from Eva Jesse. She's a great black woman, an artist of all times. Sevilla Ford, who gave me endurance, the training of the Dunham and the Sevilla technique of dance. I have to thank for Chief Bay, who one day said to me when I wanted to give up, or should I, because I was a young woman who was playing the drums. And I've always, every time I see him, I always mention this, that he gave me courage also to go on. And also, I have to thank is Lavinia Williams, who now I'm studying dancing with. She's a fantastic spiritual woman and dancer. And she's given me also strength to go on. Dance theater, because I was there. They didn't have to let me teach dance class. They've never seen me professionally teach dance class. But Arthur Mitchell saw something in me that he trusted me with the children of Dance Theater of Harlem. and also as director of the percussion ensemble at Dance Theater. Oh, it's just so many people that that through the years and through the days, just walking the street and someone will say to you, I heard you play today, and you made my soul righteous, and that's all right with me. That is a help in itself.
Mm. Courage, endurance, strength, yes. And belief in you. That's a nice combination.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's hard, and this is for anyone, it's hard. But sometimes, rather than talking about how hard it is, I don't care if you're on a train and someone may have a conversation and there's a word in there that you're looking for that will help you to have strength. If you listen to it, it'll give you strength. Somewhere, somehow. Or you're just standing waiting for the bus and someone says to you, thank you, take care and have a good day. That gives you strength also.
Yeah. You mentioned Lavinia Williams, and earlier Fern Corker Bronson mentioned Lavinia Williams, and she's a dance teacher and she is a dancer. And you're also a dancer. Like, when I first saw you dance, I was really stunned. I say, golly, this woman drums and dances. I think you're an extraordinary dancer.
Thank you.
And speaking of dancing, you have a percussion and dance group that you're the founder and artistic director of called A Piece of the World. And you also teach African dance, not at Dance Theater of Harlem at the moment, but out at, I think it's Roberta Shine's studio, 149 Bleecker Street.
Right.
But really what I wanted you to talk about was A Piece of the World. I wanted to just hear some of your hopes, dreams, and how did it start?
Well, I had a dream that I wanted a group, and it started off with just a group. I was a drummer that always played by myself. I soloed by myself. I learned to play and get into the music by myself. But as years went on and I got students, I wanted to form an all-women's African percussion dance ensemble. I thought about it many times and didn't do anything about it until the time really came. I formed this all-women's African percussion dance group. It was the only one that was in New York City that I knew of, and I wanted to do this. So some of the people that had studied with me decided to get together and to form this. We started off with two dancers, and as it grew larger. Some of the people that were originally in there did go on to do other things, and we incorporated other people. It went very, very well. It went very well. It was a spiritual thing that got us together. We all are in touch with each other spiritually as far as it goes, in the African dance and also in the rhythm of the drums. It gives me the feeling, everyone in the group besides myself, it's a feeling of the old Africa. Now, what do I know about the old Africa? But just what's inside of me. I feel that an oldness, but yet a newness. A new dawn, but yet the oldness of my soul. And coming from everyone that's in the group, I feel that way. So we all have the same idea, and we all project the energy out in that way. We give our heart and our soul into it. It's not just a performance with us. It's a living. We walk the streets, we ride the subway. But then when we're on stage, it's like we're home. And we're in the village. and we are living the way we would love to live. So we do it inside and bring it out. And in that way, it forms us. It makes us happy. We enjoy it. And we've had a lot of people to say that they've enjoyed it too.
Truly. Truly. A lot of people just, you know, just smile and get happy and talk about how a piece of the world makes their heart sing. And to wrap this up, Piece of the World is going to Europe in June.
Yes, it is. I'm very happy about it. I'm very happy with the women of the group. We're here to give out the music of black women. We have, as you know, Donna, who's talking on the air. We incorporated Donna in our family. And we all just seem to click together. We're happy that we're going to Europe. We were all joyful about it because it gives us a chance to show, as black women, that we're not separating ourselves from our brothers, but we want to get together. And sometimes it takes a sister or a mother sometimes to try to get us together. We have to listen. We have to join together as one. We have a root that will never be forgotten, and we can never run away from it. We have it in our hearts, in our soul, the way we walk, the way we talk. There's no getting away from it. We have to join together. It's very important. This is a new dawn. And if we don't, like the young lady said before me, everything goes in around in a circle. And now it's time to get stronger, not apart, but together, as a unity, the hearts and the spirit.
That's a good note to end on, and I just want to say that before Piece of the World goes to Europe, A Piece of the World is going to Brooklyn to perform on May 29th at St. Anne's Church, which is located on Montague and Clinton Streets. And you can take the A train to J Street Borough Hall or the F train to J Street Borough Hall to get to St. Anne's Church May 29th, Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. And they'll be performing with Melba Liston. And before you say goodbye, would you want to, you know, say a few words in the key of drum? And by the way, this is the Velvet Sledgehammer, WBAI New York. Thank you, Edwina Lee Tyler. Oh.
Just
And that was Linda Tillery singing Freedom Time from her album called Linda Tillery. And you are listening to The Velvet Sledgehammer, the Women's Department magazine of the air. We just heard an interview with Edwina Lee Tyler, and before that, a tape interview with Fern Corker Bronson. And next we're going to bring you Lunatunes, which is a women's a cappella group. A cappella, for those of you who don't know, I had to look it up in the dictionary, is singing without other instrumental accompaniment. And about 14 months ago, the idea of a group of people who wanted to get together to play some music came out into the air, and the group eventually whittled down to what is now Lunatunes. And they do feminist music for everyone. All their music is original and experimental, and they explore new forms dealing with sound and language. And beyond that, I can't give too much more description, so I'll let them do the description themselves by singing.
Carolina crescent wrench, workbench, wooden fence, wide stance, Carolina pipe wrench, pipe smoke, pipeline, high climb, smoke eyes, chicken wire. Carolina hacksaw, well worn, torn back, bad spine, never mind, timberline, clear mind. Carolina hard glance, stiff dance, clean pants, badass, lumberjacks, a wood axe. Carolina big sun, shotgun, a lot done, not done, never more, do more, do less, try to rest. Carolina new land. Carolina long time, outshine, worm gear, warm beer, quick tears, don't stare. Carol is another queer chickadee like me.
Like me, like me.
But Carol does everything better if you let her.
If you let her. Better if you let her. Better if you let her. Better if you let her. Her, better if you let her.
Carol does everything better if you let her.
That was a poem by Judy Gron, and this next piece is a poem by Maureen Owen that we set to music in collaboration with Rick Greenberg.
When you're down and under and crushed and shattered, smashed and trodden and beaten blue, bamboozled, kicked and destroyed,
lost out,
gone mad,
fell back,
shot up,
done in, wiped out. When your heart is broken and your nose numbered, your lot is cast,
you're wasted,
worried,
choked up and
ruined,
left out,
disinherited,
sweating,
frustrated,
alone,
and demolished, hopeless,
despairing,
depressed and insane. You're lousy, you know it. You wish you could change.
Bump, bump, bump.
Your coat's ripped. Your nose is crooked. Your brain is mush. Your hands are cursed. Your life is worthless. And you're uncomfortable.
Oh,
a hunchback, a sucker, a recluse, a frog. When you know you can't make it, you're hideous, helpless, pusillanimous, squirrely, and dumb. Just bear in mind that 9/10 of everything is posture. Stand up.
The next song we wrote about Chicken and Burger World restaurant where Mary Sent worked as a waitress, the Chicken and Burger World Blues.
Ba 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 bum
doo doo
bum
doo
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 ba ba ba
bum doo
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 bum
ba ba ba
doo doo
doo
doo.
Oh miss, what's the special today?
Ba 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 bum
doo
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 doo.
Oh miss, are you sure this cream is okay?
Ba 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 bum
doo doo
doo doo
doo.
Could you take my order first? I got no time to lose.
It's the Chicken and Burger World Blues.
I'd like a steak teriyaki, medium well. Order of French fries, a glass of Muscatel.
A country chicken platter, legs and thighs. All white salad, sauce on the side.
Make an all-beef burger, burn it up. Mustard, mayo, relish, pickles, onion, ketchup, eggs over easy.
What's the special today?
A slice of whole wheat and cream and cake.
Could you take my order fast? I got no time to lose.
It's the Chicken and Burger World Blues.
Ba-ba-ba-bum,
ba-bum,
ba-ba-bum,
ba-ba-ba-bum,
ba-bum,
ba-ba-bum.
Miss, this meat is too well done. Miss, I asked for a toasted bun.
Could you make a suggestion? I don't know what to choose.
It's the Chicken and Burger World Blues.
I'll take a turkey club with bacon crisp. I'm pumpernickel bread, a Coke with a twist of lemon.
A tuna fish sandwich, make that to go. Throw some extra pickles on it, easy on the mayo.
I want a Western and an omelet, whiskey it down. And that date's all fried, extra butter on the side.
I'd like a cheeseburger special, medium rare. Two stacks of wheat cakes, three packs of honey.
Give me a well-done beefsteak with corn and peas. Lettuce, tomato, a scoop of cottage cheese.
Miss, this table needs a wipe.
Oh, miss, there's something on this knife. What have we got from our heads to our shoes? It's the Chicken and Burger World Blues.
All right. I don't want to talk to you. I just want you to sing some more. And actually, we have about just a few minutes left. So how do you people explain yourselves? And don't use that microphone because I need it so I can talk. Use those two. I mean, what is Looney Tunes about? This is outrageous.
Well, I guess it's a lot about our own experiences, and trying to find a musical way of exploring those experiences, and also of taking. Well, we use other people's poetry. Also, the first song that we did, Carol, is a poem by Judy Gronn.
I love that poem, too. Yeah. You know,
she's,
The Common
she's
Woman.
Great.
Yeah.
From the work of
yeah.
The Common Woman.
Yeah.
And then Stand Up is Maureen Owen. Did we announce that? We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also like to work with sound improvs and experiment with sound.
Uh-huh.
We do a lot of warming up that way, so that's really helped us to connect. A lot, I think.
Yeah. Well, Looney Tunes is made up of, by the by, Karen Cutler, Diane Michael, Mary
Lyon,
and Mary Sent,
that's
as in
right.
Smell.
and it's Looney Tunes.
Oh, Looney Tunes?
Yeah,
oh,
no
only
S,
one.
No.
Okay. how do you choose the material that you do? That was just really wonderful. It really was wonderful. And I first saw
one
you
of
at
us
the,
uh-huh. may read a poem that appeals to us and we think will go with music and maybe start out with an idea. And then we collaborate.
We just like build on a melody. We get a melody line and then just sort of jam together with it and find things we like and produce something that's harmonic, hopefully.
Well, I know you all started out as, you know, operatically trained singers.
That impressed. Well, not, I mean,
most of us have theater training first, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Three of us do, and one of us doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Talk about Chicken and Burger World.
Oh, all right. Well, just talking about how our material comes together. It's a Chicken and Burger World song. One day about a year ago, Mary and I were walking and she saw this customer
in the restaurant where I used to work.
And she just rattled off his regular order to me. What was it?
Steak teriyaki, well done, glass of red wine. It was really musical sounding, so Karen said that would make a great song, so we sat down and wrote verses, and that's how that song happened. Yeah.
Is that your usual work process, that someone comes up with something just off the top?
There hasn't been any usual. Each thing has been different. That was how that one happened. But sometimes it'll be a poem, and then one of them that I think we're going to do, if we have time, came out of a newspaper story from the New York Post.
Oh, yeah, we definitely want to.
We'd like
to
do that one.
That we have about 3 minutes left, and I really wish I had more time to talk to you, but since I don't, you might as well sing.
Right, so we'll do
Sex Rap
Sex
Dentist,
Rap Dentist,
which is, okay, Sex Rap Dentist.
One, two, ready, and New York Post, February 10th, 1980. Sex rap dentist, sex rap dentist, sex rap dentist, by Robert Weddle.
A Long Island dentist says a female patient who accused him of fondling a breast
was unconscious
and thought he was
unconscious and thought he was her boss.
Lester Cohen, 56,
told the jury it happened when
Lillian Casamassima, 22, was coming out of laughing gas.
Nitrous oxide!
In June 77,
in his Valley Stream office,
he testified.
I just want to testify what your love has done to me.
We have no time for that.
She said, stop it, stop it. We have no time for that. She said, stop it, stop it. We have no time for...
Then she realized where she was.
I thought you were my boss, the stupid jerk!
Cohen told the jury. Mrs. Casamassima, a COMAC secretary, testified last week Cohen fondled her breasts on all of her 12 visits.
She said
she wore a turtleneck sweater to keep his hands from above and a tan skin buttons between the legs. When they came from below, she said, stop it, stop it. We have no time for that.
She said,
stop it, stop it. We have no time for that.
She said,
stop it, stop it. We have no time for that. Cohen took the stand in his own defense and denied ever touching the breasts of four patients who testified in the sex abuse trial. Cohen testified he felt the women's abdomens to check their breathing and said their clothing was in disarray because of thrashing caused by laughing gas. Nitrous oxide.
She said, stop.
Stop.
Looney Tunes. Looney Tune. Karen Cutler, Diane Michael, Mary Leyen, and Mary Sent. Are you performing anywhere anytime soon?
Up at Bard College on May 17th.
Where's Bard College?
It's in Annandale on Hudson. You can take a train, a beautiful train ride, right up the Hudson River. And it's in Rhinecliff, and Bard is about 10 minutes away from there. And we're going to be doing our own material. There's also going to be a dance done by Susan Jurek in music collaboration with Mary Sent and myself, and also a Gabriel Garcia Marquez story, The Monologue of Isabel, Watching It Rain in Macondo, with music by Deborah Nitzberg.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to The Velvet Sledgehammer, the Women's Department magazine of WBAI. My name is Donna Allegra, and next week's program will be produced by Eileen Zelis. Good night. And you still don't think you're living in a cave.